You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Same thing. Like that, it doesn't matter. I've watched this team get blown out. Oh, you're snickering because of what I said. I can see it.
Seeing.
You should embrace that. Like, that should be a t-shirt, shouldn't it? We live in the t-shirt capital of the world. My thoughts are Phelpsian. What do you think?
Let's get our marketing department on it. Let's go, people.
And then and
I want to cut.
Instead of your name on the back.
Like NIL, I want to cut.
Now, would you be good with Dr. Red Pen on the back? We do that or no?
Well, no.
No, you don't want anything to do with that?
No.
Okay, I'm just
That's
making
your little snarky nickname.
You are never snarky with me.
Never.
What? Do you have faith in this team tonight? I'm just going to bring it down.
Yeah, I think they win tonight.
I'm going to lower the lights.
That's about as basic as you can get.
I am going.
Yeah, I think they win tonight. And then I think they win game six in Orlando.
Just pulled some steak
before
out of
the series
oven.
Started, I said Cavs in six. What does that mean? It means they lose two. So they've lost two.
They're done losing.
I'll stick with my prediction. As long as it's still viable, I'll stick with it. It still is.
But are you wavering on your prediction at all?
They win the series, Andy. I do.
I think
Orlando's a really intriguing young team. I mean, they really are. I like them. I think they have some really nice talent. But I think the Cavs win. And if they don't, well, get ready, because we're going to have the most eventful summer we've had in a long time.
I'm going to say, talk to me after the third quarter. I'm done making predictions in this series. That third quarter has just been...
Well, you changed your prediction.
I did. You
got all caught up in game one and two excitement.
I thought you
should have stuck with your
prediction, which was,
because you wouldn't have been too far off.
I said, what, five originally?
You said five.
You know, there's always time to change.
You just got all excited.
Time to change. 216-474-0092. The question is very simple. Do you have faith the Cavs can win this pivotal game?
The Arthur Treacher's in Garfield Heights has reopened.
Oh, it has. Thank you, Jeff.
Apparently.
Grand reopening.
RX mentions are blowing up, too. People correcting
it was,
that one.
It was down to one in Cuyahoga Falls, and then they're starting to multiply, which is good because it's tasty.
So, like, I feel like we need some montage music on the comeback.
I'm working on the endorsement right now.
Guess who's back?
Their chicken's phenomenal.
I've heard you say that a couple times. I've heard you. It's impressive. All right, so we look at this game, and we say to yourself, do you have faith that the Cavs can win this game? I do not have faith right now. None.
Why?
Because they look like absolute garbage the last two games in the second half.
Can I talk you off the ledge?
No, I don't have faith in them. Right? They need to instill faith in me.
You had such faith in them after game two. You changed your prediction and said sweep, and you were going nuts talking sweep. Can I just trust your gut? You said five before.
All right, my
and
gut
then you
right
got
now,
all excited. Well, they're great. They're going to win.
I thought
they're
maybe
sweep.
I was being too
well,
harsh on them.
Well, now they've lost two road games. Okay, they lost two road games. Give them. They're going to come back and win tonight.
And if they don't?
Well, then they're going to lose in six.
My gut is telling me loss tonight.
Why? Really?
Yes.
Andy,
I think Orlando, if they come out halfway decent tonight, shoot halfway decent, unlike what they did the first time they were here, They will break the Cavaliers' spirit, and it will be over. It could be one of those games where it's close, and then Orlando comes up with a game winner, and then the series is over. I've watched this movie before.
Andy, I just think they're going to win. I still think they win the series. You know why? I think they're a better team. I said that after game one and two. I just thought they were clearly better. Don't ask me what happened in Orlando.
Jeff, I think...
I can't believe the way they came out for the third quarter in both games. That was
said
stunning.
The key word, though. Through four games of this series, even when they did play team basketball.
Don't you think they're a better team? I think they're a better team.
I don't think they're playing team basketball at all.
I think there's one issue.
They did the first two games, and that word team you reference did not show up in Orlando. They did not play team basketball. They did not move the ball well. They did not find the best shot. They continued to aggravate an open wound by taking shots, miserable shots, with no one in position for a rebound and just firing it back up at will. I know a little bit of it is this three-point mentality that's ridiculous, but I missing bunnies and being out of position and not playing tough.
Bunnies.
And then,
bunnies. And, you're my junior high basketball coach.
Oh, is that what he called them?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they're bunnies. I just don't they need to prove to me to have faith in them again. I don't. They laid a gigantic egg in Orlando, and I can't get over it. And I don't believe two eggs.
So no.
Oh, I don't have a whole lot of faith. Like if they get beat tonight, I'm not going
to
be shocked.
I have two. To me, there are two points about what happened in Orlando.
Okay.
I think the first one is the most important. The heck happened at halftime? What? How did you get? What happened? How did you come out in those third quarters after going in at halftime down by a bunch and have no response in game three and up by nine and then get whacked in game four? How did that happen? And Donovan Mitchell isn't right. He's too good of a player to come out and play the way he did in Orlando. He's not right.
Something's wrong with him.
And,
I agree.
Yeah, and maybe by coming out, and he played really well in Cleveland. But maybe by playing well in Cleveland, he aggravated that knee or the shot to the ribs or whatever. There's something not right with him, and he's not going to say a word because he's a really good player, and we didn't see a really good player in Orlando. And I'm not going to say that he got taken out of it or anything. He's not right, and I hope he is able to get right enough to help them win Game 5.
Todd in Akron, tell me, do you have faith
the
Cavs
can win
tonight?
I agree with the ones that I said. I don't believe the Cavaliers are going to win today. I'm just like, I don't have faith in them. And that's why I mentioned that we should get LeBron back in Cleveland because his presence alone would get us over the hump to go to the finals. LeBron still got something left in the tank, but in Cleveland.
You know, I thought he had something left in the tank last night. He just missed a triple-double.
You know what? I can care less about the Lakers. I've been one of those haters of LeBron since he left Cleveland. He could have got four rings here.
First time or second time?
Second time.
Okay. Oh, you weren't mad the first time?
I was mad the first time he left. Okay. I agree.
I respect that, Todd. I respect that.
Now he has an opportunity to clear it up and bring his butt back to Cleveland and get us to the finals.
Todd, you sound angry.
He doesn't know the city anything.
Todd, you sound angry this morning. Are you angry?
Yeah, I'm angry because I don't believe the Cavaliers are going to win tonight. That's right.
Yeah, Todd, I can't disagree with you. I don't have a good feeling about tonight either. I'm with you on that one, Todd. Same page. Thank you. I don't have a good feeling about this team right now. They gave me no reason to believe in Orlando. I had all the reason in the world when they left. I don't know. Maybe they had some weird food on the plane. Maybe they have some weird food in the locker room at halftime. By the way, didn't Shaq...
Maybe they all spent way too much time on Magic Mountain or whatever it is.
The Haunted Mansion, because that's what it was for us. Second half, both games.
Hi, Lil.
Good. How you guys doing? Love the show. Jeff, how's the van?
Rolling along. Hit 389, Lil.
Don't pay attention to lights. As long as the motor's running, Jeff, just keep driving it.
Lil, thank you.
Don't worry about the oil or anything either. You're good.
Don't worry about it. Jeff, just drive the thing. Yeah. Hey, anyways, I just don't see. I hope I'm wrong. I don't see the urgency. The coach is talking about games he's played last month. This is the playoffs. You got your butt handed to you the past two games. They come out of halftime. There's no urgency. And maybe there is something wrong with Donovan. If there is, and he can't tell a coach, you know, I'm not 100%. Throw somebody else in there. Give him a little bit. Whatever you got to do, but you can't. This is not the time to hold back. Everything, all the cards are on the table. Let's play some basketball, or let's just go home. That's it.
Well, we already are home. That's the bad part.
I know, but I'm talking about, like, just get out of here. Seriously.
Yeah, I get it. I understand. I don't know. Is there some kind of – thank you, Lowe. Is there a speech you can give before tonight's game? Actually, just give the speech at halftime.
Andy, they don't need a speech.
What do they need?
They need schematics.
They need an offense.
That might be part of it.
I went back and watched the third quarter.
Oh, did you look at all the plays to our big guys?
I watched Evan Mobley play one of the ugliest quarters I've ever seen a human being play. Evan Mobley might have been more disgusting than watching Darius Garland dribble around to nowhere. It so felt like your turn, my turn basketball as you were watching it, and it looked like Darius Garland was just like, I'm going to dribble around and hope for the best. And there was no plan.
How'd that go?
And there was no offense, and there were no sets, there were no easy buckets, and any easy bucket they had, they blew.
DG's averaging 12 points a game here against the Magic.
And it was nasty. And they brought Wendell Carter in, so they dragged Jared Allen away from the paint,
right,
to the three-point line. And there was just no extra line of defense. I mean, that's, you could kind of play good help defense when you got somebody guarding the rim. There was no way to play help defense when Paolo Banchero or Franz Wagner had Evan Mobley on them, and that was the last line of defense.
Yeah, you know the play I love the most the Cavaliers run is the one where Garland brings the ball down the floor. He fakes to the right, fakes to the left, comes back to the right.
Jacks up a jumper from the top of the
key. Oh, no, and then that they've got Jared Allen in a position. You know that Jared Allen play they were – oh, wait a minute. Sorry.
I mean, he's the only one off that pick and roll that looks like they know what they're doing. I mean, I hope they've spent the last 2 days going like, okay, our offense looked broken for two games. We can't win with an offense that's broken. So here's how we're going to fix this. And we're going to have to fix it in a hurry. Like, that was the biggest thing that stood out to me in that third quarter. It looked like Orlando just broke the offense. Just like, done, throw it to the side. You're not making anything. Good luck.
I still can't believe they don't have any plays for Jared Allen. None. That's 100% correct?
It's what they've always said, that we don't run anything for Jarrett.
So he just randomly gets his 16 points a game. We don't have to worry about anything. We'll let him do everything he needs to do.
That's what they've said, right? I'm just telling you. That's.
Wasn't it also said there's no such thing as an in-game adjustment? Didn't that come up too?
Yeah.
I don't know. These aren't exactly championship lyrics.
I find it hard to believe they don't run something for him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you come pick and roll, they do.
All right, pick me up. Lift me up, Northeast Ohio. Lift me up. Make me feel like Jeff Phelps is right here, that the Cavaliers are coming back tonight. My stomach says, I don't have faith right now. I don't know how anyone can have faith. If you're on that team, you better have faith. But I think as a fan, it's tough to be in a position of faith for this team. How can the Cavs win this game, and do you have any faith in this team? 216-474-0092. Mary Kay Cabot at 11 talks Browns with us.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.